This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. My name is Ralph McLeod. I am the owner and artistic director of the SoCap Comedy Theater in Toronto, Ontario. SoCap.ca, that's S-O-C-A-P as in Peter.ca. That's our website. We do shows, improv classes, rentals, all kinds of things. And this improv podcast is about, we're really talking about my now going on like 30 some plus years of experience as a performer, as a teacher, and what observations I have made and what I try to pass along to my students. So today, what I'm going to talk about are individual exercises, and that's what today's episode is about. So I'm going to go through a specific exercise, what it is, how to do it, why we do it. This is the important one, right? Because if you don't have a reason why you're doing certain things, don't do it. I mean, I know, you know, I've been shown so many improv exercises, and I remember with teachers, and I was just like, why are we doing this? This seems to have no function whatsoever. And I came to realize that probably we were doing it because they were shown to do it, and that was a time filler. But it didn't seem to have much point to it. And if there is no point, why do it? So the first exercise I'm going to talk about is the first exercise that, in my experience, is the beginning exercise in every improv class. And certainly for me, unless I have fewer than four students, I'm doing this exercise. And it's called clap focus. It sounds exciting. But here's the exercise. And it's a key one. So what we do is you stand in a group. Everybody standing in a circle is the best way to do this. You know, I've done it in chairs. I've done it in rectangular rooms. You know, I've done it all kinds of things because of, you know, what kind of, you know, shape space you have and how many people you have and all that. But generally, if possible, in a circle where you can see everybody, you can see everybody to your right and left out of your peripheral vision. And you can see the whole group and everybody's facing each other and looking at each other. And then one person starts, and what they do is they make eye contact with anybody in the circle, and they clap towards them. So they make a clapping sound. And they do that, and they kind of like shoot one of the hand as if they're pointing to the other person. So they kind of clap and point at the person while making eye contact. And it's important to make the eye contact. That's part of it. It's being clear with who you are clapping towards. A lot of people who do this at the beginning, they will look at one person and clap at someone else. This is like kind of the game. And that's, I like messing around, which we will get to at some point. But in this exercise, that's not what we like to do. We want to be clear and direct who we are clapping towards. We're in terms of the communication, it's not just enough for me to send my message out and assume it's been accepted. I want to be looking at the person as clear as I can, clapping at you, yes. And then I'm not done until I see you accept that and start clapping towards someone else. Then I'm done, right? We've closed the circle on communication. My job's not done until the other person picks that thing up and runs off with it. And now we take care of each other. Now, we continue to do this, and you go as pretty much as fast as you can. Like, not racing, but it's pretty quick. It's crisp. You know, I don't like the word racing, but it is really fast. And and we just keep going like that. Now, a variation will come up And my variation that I've added is sometimes when that's going on, I'll start a second class, which will, of course, throw everybody into complete chaos. Everybody will laugh and they get really nervous. They don't know what's going on. And I like to make the point that I never said at any point there can only be one clap. But that's just a bullshit rule that we all just accepted, or you all just accepted and didn't even question it, right? It's an invented rule. Now, and it makes sense. I'm not trying to say people, everybody should know immediately we can do two, but it was never stated. It's an implied rule that were inferred that people just accept, and they, huh? And then the minute you can have two, you can see people's eyes get big and they go, "Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think about that." Exactly. Unknown unknowns, which is something we will get to certainly at some point in here as well. But the point there is like, well, what limits are you putting on yourself that you don't even know you're putting on, right? Here's an example of something you were doing, a limit that you had put on yourself without even thinking about it. And how many other places in your life are you doing that? And then when you see that something is possible that you didn't think was possible before, it starts to open your mind and you just go like, oh, right, what else is possible? And that's it. That's kind of where we're trying to get at. So back to the actual episode or exercise of clap focus. If you do keep one and you're moving around real fast, why are we doing this? Well, improv really relies on being in a state of presence. That means that the individuals, as many as possible, are existing in this moment that we call infinity, you know, this one. Infinity is not a when, it's now. It's this moment, this moment, this one. That in this moment that just keeps going on and on and on. And we want to be here. We don't want to be, you know, worried about the future, depressed about the past, thinking about things we can control. We want to be here and now. Because that way we are open and we are able to engage and play with other people. Play is a really big one that I'll that don't that I will spend many episodes talking about play and how important it is. So that's why we do it. We go as fast as we can, because when it's zipping around, you can't be thinking about what's for dinner, who's picking up the kids, you know, oh, that project I gotta go, like, you know, oh, this essay I've got to write. You can't think about those things. You know, you're here in the moment and you're engaging and you're part of something. And that's what we try to do. And that's why we do clap focus. And that's why it always starts. Because I can always tell if that's going real fast around, it's gonna be a great class. If it's not, if it's scattered, we do it a little bit longer and I try to get people into doing it. But the class is going to not be as crisp as it can be when that's flying around. So that's the first exercise I do. That's the way I do it. That's a variation. Another variation you can do is, especially with new groups or newer groups, you can, as you clap towards someone, you can say their name. And this will help us get names real fast. I always make it clear that, you know, we all forget names. So if you forget it once or twice, ask and they'll tell you. Or pronunciation is another one. I like to pronounce people's names the way they want to, you know, the way they like to have them pronounced. Now, sometimes that's not possible because there's some vowels I just can't do, but I can do as much as I can do the best job I can. So that's a good way to get names real fast. Go around, get everybody's name. And I say, just remember one. You just have to remember one at the beginning. Just remember one name and then you can do it. And that's very, very fun. There's another little thing that happens that since I'm talking about clap focus. And this will open up the door into vulnerability, which is another topic that we'll spend a lot of time talking about. There's often a moment, especially with newer groups doing clap focus, where it'll get dropped. Where someone will clap at someone, it doesn't get, you know, communicated, and the person who's on the spot looks at everybody like with "Help me" written all over their face. And, "Was that me?" And they're really embarrassed, and they feel like they let everybody down. And the group usually responds to that with a big, hearty chuckle. It's laugh. It's very funny. It's funny. We're not funny. We laugh. Laughter and humor. Huh, it's another one we'll have to spend lots of time talking about. But and in that moment, you know, those are key moments. I love teachable moments, and that's a key one. And I just point out, well, that's interesting. We laughed. Why did we laugh? Well, there's a lot going on. But the big thing is empathy. Anybody who was staring at that person knows what that feels like, because they were terrified it was going to happen to them, that they were going to be the one that messed up in front of everybody and look silly or foolish or humiliated. And we all laugh, but that laugh is not derisive. We're not laughing at the person. We're laughing not in association with, but in empathy with. I understand what that would be like, but it happened to you and not me. And that makes me feel better. And also, the other part about that is I like you more. The person who got, you know, failed or whatever, who got embarrassed momentarily is now generally well liked by everybody in the group. And if you immediately took a straw poll as like, who's the president of this group? That person would be the front runner. And it's true. So vulnerability is incredibly powerful. And we'll talk about it. But that's a key thing that happens in Cloud Focus. Happens almost every time I do this with a new group. There's going to be that moment where someone, was that me? Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. And everybody laughs. We talk about it. Laughter is interesting. And there's often things to talk about when we're laughing. Especially when the scene is going on, when we're doing something together and we're laughing, right? Laughter and humor. I'm not getting into it now because it's a whole dozens of episodes. But, you know, when you laugh at something, what was that about? That's interesting. Okay, well, that's clap focus. That's the way it works. That's why it's valuable, because it helps bring everybody into a state of presence here and now. And that's where you want to be. I spend as much of my life as possible in a state of presence. And it's, boy, it's hard not to go down rabbit holes of talking about things, because presence is very healing for the body, for sure, for the body and the mind. All right. So that was a little thing of the clap focus. So again, my name is Ralph McClatt. I am the owner and artistic director of the SoCap Comedy Theater, SoCap.ca. I do a show the fourth Friday of every month at the old SoCap called the Stupid Good Comedy Show with three of my good friends. And that's always a hoot. And before that, at 6 o'clock, we do a class. It's called Making Friends. So you basically come, you do a 90-minute improv class. Then you watch my show, and then we all hang out and have a good time. And it's a great way to meet people in a very stress-free, or at least very low stress. We do as much as we can to take away all the stress and all the stakes and make it just a fun thing. Because you can't really play if there's stakes, if you feel like there's some winning and losing going on. We try to take that right out of it. Anyway, hope to see you all soon. This has been the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. Take care, everybody. Bye.